So we pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you open our eyes that we can see the wonderful thing that's written in the book of Daniel chapter 10. And we want to receive a wisdom and knowledge from you so that we have a better understanding of who Jesus is and what he has done, and so that we know that he is in control. No matter what kind of situation, difficulty that we face, what kind of affliction that we suffer, and we know that you are in control of all situations, so that we can lean on you, and so that we can rely upon you as our refuge, the refuge of our life, so that we know how to get close to you, and so that we can get deliverance from you. And I pray that you help your servant to explain your word clearly, fill us with your Holy Spirit, and so that we not only understand it, and empower us with the Holy Spirit to be a doer of your word. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. So, Jean, I would like you to read Daniel chapter 10.
In the third year,
so listen very carefully first, and then I explain, okay?
In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia,
so you have to come here closer to the tape recording. Sit here.
In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a revelation was given to Daniel, who was called Belshazzar. Its message was true, and it concerned a great war. The understanding of the message came to him in a vision. At that time, I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. I ate no choice food, no meat or wine touched my lips, and I used no lotions at all until the 3 weeks were over. On the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river Tigris, I looked up, and there before me was a man dressed in linen with a belt of the finest gold around his waist. His body was like chrysolite, his face like lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arms and legs like the gleam of burnished bronze, and his voice like the sound of a multitude. I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. The men with me did not see it, but such terror overwhelmed them that they fled and hid themselves. So I was alone, I was left alone, gazing at this great vision. I had no strength left. My face turned deathly pale, and I was helpless. Then I heard him speaking, and as I listened to him, I fell into a deep sleep, my face to the ground. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said, Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you, and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. Then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. While he was saying this to me, I bowed with my face toward the ground and was speechless. Then one who looked like a man touched my lips, and I opened my mouth and began to speak. I said to the one standing before me, I am overcome with anguish because of the vision, my lord, and I am helpless. How can I, your servant, talk with you, my lord? My strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe. Again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. Do not be afraid, O man, highly esteemed, he said. Peace, be strong now and be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, speak, my lord, since you have given me strength. So he said, do you know why I have come to you? Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia, and when I go, the prince of Greece will come. But first I will tell you what is written in the book of truth. No one supports me against them except Michael, your prince. And in the first year of Darius the Mede, I took my stand to support and protect him.
So in chapter 10, Daniel hasn't even written what kind of vision that he see. That is recorded in chapter 11, okay? So, Jean, could you read it one more time, verse 1, and then I explain it verse by verse.
And in
So chapter 10 is just the introduction of what he has seen, okay? And chapter 11 is the detailed description and what the what the vision is like, the description of that vision, okay? Chapter 10, verse 1.
In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a revelation was given to Daniel, who was called Belshazzar. Its message was true and it concerned a great war. The understanding of the message came to him in a vision.
So that concerning the great war that was written in chapter 11, the entire chapter of 11, okay? That's that great war. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a revelation was given to Daniel, who was called Belshazzar, and his message was true, and it concerned a great war that is written in chapter 11. The understanding of the message came to him in a vision. I want to stop here. Circle the word third year. In the third year of Cyrus, Daniel is still around. So, if you go back to Ezra, chapter 1. Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and to put it in writing. The reason why the Lord can move the heart of Cyrus, because Daniel preached to Cyrus. Because chapter 10, verse 1 in Daniel, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, Daniel is still around. Daniel is still around. So Daniel preached to Cyrus so that Cyrus do exactly what the Lord wanted him to do, as it is recorded in Jeremiah. Now, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a revelation was given to Daniel, who was called Belshazzar. That name was given to him by Nebuchadnezzar in chapter 1. And his message was true, and it concerned the great war. The understanding of the message came to him in a vision. Verse 2. At that time, I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. Why would Daniel mourn for 3 weeks? Daniel is fasting and praying. I ate no choice food, no meat or wine, touch my lips, and I used no lotion at all until the 3 weeks were over. Daniel fasted for 3 weeks. Why was he fasting for 3 weeks? Because God revealed to him in chapter 9 what happened to the Israelites. For the 77 mystery, he wanted to have an understanding of that. That's why he's fasting. How do I know? Because that is what is recorded in the middle of it. Let me read that to you. Verse 12. Then he continued, Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them, in response to your fasting for 21 days. Why was Daniel fasting for 21 days? Because he wanted to have a deeper understanding the mystery of the 77. What happened to his people? Why would he want to know that? Is he being nosy? No. So that he knows it so that he can pray for his people. You understand? When Daniel knows what happened to his people through the book of Jeremiah, chapter 25, 27, and 29, then he prayed for his people. He confessed his sin and confessed the sins of his people and asked God to forgive them, asked God to deliver them. So we should learn from Daniel. Sometimes when we know the difficult situation that our brother and sister are facing, not just for the sake of knowing it, when we know it, so that we can pray for them, so that God can deliver them and set them free. Okay? Now go back. Daniel fasting for 3 weeks, for 21 days, and not because he want to be wealthy, not because he want to get a job, nor any other reasons. The reason why he's fasting, he want to have a better understanding of God's word. I mean, that is a very, very good motive. You know, you'd be surprised. How come when Daniel fasting for 21 days, and then in verse 12, he humbled himself before God, and then God answered his prayer? God wanted to send his servant, the angel, and speak to Daniel right away. But because of the prince of Persia and prince of Greece and stopping him. Okay? How often when we pray to God and God answers you right away? And I see that. Only Jesus is like that. When Jesus prayed, God answered him right away. Because Jesus loved God, and God loved Jesus. And that's why his prayer is very powerful and effective. And now look at the life of Daniel. Same thing. When Daniel prayed, humble himself, fasting. You know, at that time he's 90-some-odd years old. I don't know what kind of problem he has with his eyes, you know, but it looks like he has no problem. He still can read, right? He read the Bible. You know, what's the longest book in the Bible other than Psalm, okay? Psalm has 150 chapters. The longest book is Jeremiah. So, Michael, which book do you like most? Which one? The shortest one? The shortest the better? No? Which book is the shortest one? Do you know? Jew. Is it Jew? No. Second John. Third John is the shortest one. You go home and read that, okay? 5 minutes to finish it. To read the entire book. But Jeremiah, he didn't choose to. Of course, at that time, they don't have 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. But they have, at that time, what do they have? At that time, they have Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy. They have 1 King, 2 King. But they don't have 1 Chronicle, 2 Chronicle yet. But they have Psalms already. They have book of Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel. And he chose the longest book, Jeremiah. Okay? And he studied in detail. And he found out that, wow, the Israelites will be in captivity only for 70 years. Now it's 68 years. He prayed. He asked God, could you deliver your people according to your promise, as it is written in the book of Jeremiah, in chapter 25, 27, and 29. And God said, yeah, I answer your prayer according to my promise. And on top of that, I give you more than what you ask for. For the Bible clearly stated that in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. And Daniel is the one that who loved God. He not only read Jeremiah, and he understand the book of Jeremiah, and then he pray according to what is recorded and what is promised in the book of Jeremiah. And God answered his prayer. And now he wants to have a deeper understanding of the 77s, the mysteries. And God revealed it to him. And he fast and pray. You know, he has the idea, if you don't answer me, I will keep fasting. You know, that's the attitude that he has. And verse 4, on the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river, the great river is the Tigris River in Babylon, I looked up, and then before me was a man dressed in linen. And I think this man is the man as it is recorded in Revelation chapter 10. You know, he dressed like a high priest, you know. He dressed like a high priest. You know, he looked like Jesus Christ too. You know, that description is very much like Revelation chapter 1, 13 to 16. Could you read that, Gene? You read the right, Daniel chapter 5. Chapter 10 verse 5 to 6, Daniel chapter 10 verse 5 to 6 is very much like Revelation chapter 1, 13 to 16. First of all, you read the Daniel first and then go back to Revelation. Chapter 1, 13 to 16, and then go to read Revelation chapter 10, okay, could you read it now?
Daniel chapter 10. On the 24th day of the 24th month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river, the Tigris, I looked up, and there before me was a man dressed in linen with a belt of the finest gold around his waist. His body was like chrysolite, his face like lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arms and legs like the gleam of burnished bone, and his voice like the sound of a multitude.
Okay, Revelation chapter 1, 13 to 16. Revelation chapter 1, 13 to 16, that is Jesus Christ, eh? We know that, that is Jesus Christ.
In the moment, lampstands with someone like the Son of Man, dressed in a robe reaching down his feet and with a golden sash around his chest. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance.
Okay, now go to Revelation chapter 10. Revelation chapter 10, that person is not Jesus Christ, it's an angel. The entire chapter.
Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven.
He's a mighty angel coming down from heaven, eh? He's not Jesus Christ. Probably either Michael or Gabriel. Okay?
He was robed in a cloud with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars. He was holding a little scroll which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he gave a loud shout like the roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voices of the seven thunder spoke, and when the seven thunder spoke, I was about to write. But I heard a voice from heaven say, seal up what the seven thunders have said and do not write it down. Then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven. And he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, there will be no more delay. But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he is just as he announced to his servants the prophets. Then the voice that I had heard from heaven spoke to me once more. Go take the scroll and that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land. So I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, take it and eat it. I will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey. I took the little scroll from the angel's hands and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then I was told, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings.
So why do I ask you to read Revelation chapter 1? Revelation chapter 1, the vision that John seen is the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. But Revelation chapter 10 is the mighty angel coming down from heaven. And this mighty angel, the reason why he is mighty, because he gets close to Jesus all the time. And Jesus gave him power. Look at his face. His face like the sun, you know. His leg like the fiery pillar, just like Jesus too. Look at Jesus' feet. Verse 15, chapter 1, Revelation, his feet was like bronze glowing in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of rushing water. And the voice of this angel, the voices of the, and he gave a loud voice like the roar of a lion. And then in Daniel chapter 10, his eyes like flaming torches, his face like lightning. And Revelation chapter 1, what's the face of Jesus? His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like blazing fire. And his feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace. And his voice like the sound of rushing water. So I think in this man that Daniel see in the vision, I think that man dressed in the linen with a belt of the finest gold around his waist, dressed like a priest, and his body was like crystal like, his face like lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arm and leg like the gleam of burnished bronze, his voice like the sound of a multitude. He's a mighty angel. Okay? So that when Daniel see him, so what happened? Verse 7. I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. What is the reason why Daniel is the only one who saw the vision? Because in verse 2 and verse 4, Daniel is the only one who mourned for 3 weeks. He seek God and he find it. He ate no choice food, no meat, no wine, touches my lips, and I used no notion at all until 3 weeks were over. He fasting for 21 days. He is the one who seek God. Matthew 7:7. Seek God and you find God. He prayed to God and God answered him. He seek God earnestly. He humbled himself and he is a righteous man. He seek God, it's not for his own good. It's not just he want to know what happened to his life. You know, he's 90 some odd years old already. And a lot of people say, well, at that age, he should retire. And yet, he's still serving God. In the third year of Cyrus, he's still serving God. That fellow served God unto his death. Okay? He didn't retire. He lived a good old age. He started serving God as a teenager in chapter 1. Now it's chapter 10. Right? 70 some odd years. He served God. In the first year, the Israelites were released from captivity. But in the third year, he still served God. He served God for the sake of the kingdom of God. He served God for his people's well-being. He didn't pray for his own good. He prayed for the welfare of his own people. So God revealed to him what happened to the future of Israelite. So I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. Why? Because he is the only one who seek God. When Ezekiel, the prophet, write Ezekiel 14:14, he said there are three righteous men in the Old Testament. Number one, Noah. Number two, Job. Number three, Daniel. Okay? Daniel is a righteous man. Jean, could you go and read that 14:14? Ezekiel.
Even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they could save only themselves by their righteousness, declares the sovereign Lord.
So in the sight, when Ezekiel was filled with the Holy Spirit, in the sight of Ezekiel, he see Daniel as a righteous man. And indeed, Daniel was righteous. In the midst of the Gentile nation, he shined for God. He preached God's word to the Gentile king, and Gentile king submit to God, release his people so that they can go back to the Holy Land to rebuild the temple. Okay? It's good. Daniel, I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. The man with me did not see it, but such terror overwhelmed them. And they fled and hid themselves. So I was left alone, gazing at this great vision. Same as at that time when Jesus appeared to Saul. Only Saul see that. Only Saul hear what Jesus has said to him. In the same way, now, because Daniel was a chosen man by God. When the mighty angel appeared to him, he see that vision. He know the future of his own nation, Israel. What will happen to Israel? He concerned the well-being, the welfare of his own people. So I was left alone, gazing at this great vision, fixed my eyes upon that, and I have no strength left. My face turned deadly pale, and I was helpless. And I seen, I heard too, you know, some people saying to me that I see a vision. And I seen that in the Bible. Anyone who see a vision, they become so weak, so helpless. Take a look at Daniel in chapter 10. Take a look at Revelation chapter 1. Take a look at Saul in Acts chapter 9. They are all weak. They lose the sight. Verse 9. Then I heard him speaking. First of all, I fixed my eyes upon this great vision. Verse 8. And then I heard him speaking. And as I listened to him, I fell into a deep sleep and my face to the ground. Do you have this kind of feeling like? I still remember, you know, at that time Joy is still young. You're just 5 years older than Esther, you know. When I feed Esther with the pure milk formula, just 5 minutes, Esther fall asleep. Can you imagine, you know, if a pastor telling you a story, you will never fall asleep. But if a pastor telling you the difficult understanding message, you fall asleep. You see what I mean? Because you never heard of that. You don't know what it is. Okay? It's not a story. It's the gospel. And you fall asleep. So that's why a lot of people falling asleep in the church, right? Make sure you sleep well on Saturday. Don't sleep on the church, okay? Right? So, I followed the footsteps of Daniel. Daniel fell into a deep sleep, you know. Oh, I must be godly like Daniel. No, don't tell me that, okay? As I listened to him, I fell into a deep sleep and my face to the ground because he's in reverence to God. He fear God. He becomes so helpless. He becomes so weak and his face turned deadly pale, okay? All of a sudden, he lost his strength. And verse 10, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. Michael, could you show it to me what it is like? In verse 10, Christopher, could you show it to me what it is like? You read that, verse 10.
A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees.
So what does he mean by on my hands and knees? My face to the ground. My face to the ground, that means my face touching the ground, right? But when a hand touching him, and what happened? He can using his hand to raise up and using his knee to raise up. Right? And then verse 11. He said, Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, you're greatly loved by God. Consider carefully the word I'm about to speak to you and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. At first, you know, when I read this revelation, I thought this man is Jesus. Later on, when I studied in detail, I found out this man may not be Jesus. Okay? But in here, of course, Daniel didn't mention whether this is Jesus Christ or not. Okay? Pre-incarnated Jesus Christ or not. But because of this statement, he says, for I have now been sent to you. I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. The reason why later on I found out, I don't think he is Jesus Christ. because of Revelation chapter 1. I read that to you. Revelation chapter 1 verse 1. The revelations of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servant what must soon take place. He make it known by sending his angel to his servant John because of this statement. And I think it is not Jesus Christ. So the revelations of Jesus Christ that is recorded in Daniel chapter 10 and then Daniel chapter 10 all the way to Daniel chapter 12. The revelation of Jesus Christ that is recorded in Daniel chapter 10 all the way to chapter 12. Which God gave Jesus Christ to show his servants what must soon take place regarding the nation Israel. And Jesus Christ make it known by sending his angel to his servant, Daniel. Okay, now keep going. Verse 11, he said, Daniel, you who are highly esteemed, understand carefully the word I am about to speak to you, and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. I have now been sent to you. God gave the revelation to Jesus Christ, and God wants Jesus Christ to reveal it to all his servants. And Jesus Christ received the message, and he sent the angel to reveal it to his servant John. Now, he would do the same thing. He sent the angel to reveal it to his servant Daniel. The reason why the angel said to Daniel, say, consider carefully the word I'm about to speak to you, and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this, I stood up trembling. Verse 12. Then he continued, do not be afraid, because Daniel is still afraid. Do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day of your fasting, that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your word was heard. Your word of prayer was heard. You fast for 21 days, and God answered your prayer by sending me to tell you what will happen to your own people. And I have come in response to them. I have come in response to your prayer. Can you imagine, you know, when we pray, God can send the angel to speak to Daniel. Do you remember in Acts chapter 9, chapter 10, when Cornelius prayed one day, he prayed all the time. He's a good man, he's a righteous man. He did a lot of good to the people of Israel. And one day when he prayed, God sent the angel to tell him, your prayer has been heard, your good deed, and the Lord noticed it. Okay? Could you go and turn to the book of Acts? Chapter 10, verse 1 to verse 3. Joyce?
At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion.
He's a Gentile man, okay? He's official.
A centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day, at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius.
Okay. Cornelius is the one who seek God. Daniel is the one who seek God too. Okay? Verse 12, then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your word was heard. Your word of prayer was heard. You want to gain understanding regarding the 77th mystery. And now the Lord want you to know more, okay? Reveal more to you. So in other words, if we read the scripture sometime, and I read the scripture, something I don't quite understand, I say, God, I do not understand what you're talking about in this part of the scripture. But I'm waiting patiently for you to reveal it to me. And from time to time, when I pray, later on, he reveals it to me. And what does it really, really mean? Okay? So we have to humble ourselves and say to God, this is the thing I don't understand. I want to gain understanding. So you have to humble yourself before God. Your word of prayer were heard. And I have come in response to them. In the same way, the reason why the angel come and appear to Cornelius, because in response to his prayer. You understand what I'm trying to say? Verse 13. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. That is exactly the time that Daniel was praying. Daniel prayed for one day, fasting one day, no answer. Second day, no answer. Third day, no answer. 21 day, and here comes the answer. Okay? The reason why there's no answer, because the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted the angel 21 day. The second reason why I think that man is not Jesus Christ, because no one can resist Jesus Christ 21 days. He's King of Kings, Prince of Princes, Lord of Lords. No one can resist him. You understand what I'm trying to say? Go to 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 8. For we cannot do anything against the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus Christ say in Revelation, Jesus Christ said in Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus Christ said, I am the truth. For we cannot do anything against the truth. Against Jesus Christ. But only for the truth. Okay? Because the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted that man 21 days, stopping that man to appear to Daniel. Because Daniel seek God, set his mind to gain understanding of what's going to happen to the nation Israel, and he humbled himself and kept fasting until the Lord appeared to him. He fast one day, and the angel did not appear to him until 21 days. Why? Because the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted him. Right? No one can resist Jesus Christ. That I know. He's almighty, right? He's all powerful. So this is the second reason, I think. That mighty angel is very close to Jesus. That's why he looked very much like Jesus. But he's not Jesus Christ. He's powerful. But he was resisted for 21 days. He's supposed to be sent by Jesus to come down and speak to Daniel. You are greatly esteemed, highly esteemed. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen that you want to understand. But I can't come. The reason why I can't come, because the prince of Persia stopped me for 21 days while you are praying. You understand? So in other words, when we pray, we know for sure God will answer our prayer. I want you, Gabriel, I want you to read Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. When we pray, I believe God going to send his angel to talk to us, to reveal to us. 18:10. When God answers our prayer, when you humble yourself, you want to gain understanding of the scripture. Oh, you read the scripture, I don't understand that. And I pray to God, God, I don't understand it. Could you tell me what does it really mean? Reveal it to me. Let me know. And God reveal it. At first, we know when look at it, he dressed like the high priest. Well, who is the great high priest in heaven? Of course, Jesus Christ, right? So I take it as if he's Jesus Christ. But the more when I read the detail, he didn't look like Jesus. Okay? He looked like Jesus, but he's not Jesus. Jesus is mighty. Okay? No one can resist him. Just like what 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 8. We can do nothing against our Lord Jesus. But only for our Lord Jesus. We can do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth. Now go back. The prince of the Persian kingdom resisted that man, that who appeared in a vision to Daniel, resisted that man 21 days. It's the same time while Daniel was praying to God. And then what happened? All of a sudden, then Michael, the archangel, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. So I believe this angel is Gabriel. You know? Probably is Gabriel. Gabriel is the one who appeared to Zechariah. Remember that in Luke? Gabriel is the one who appeared to Joseph and revealed to Joseph that your wife is a good wife. Take her as a wife. Okay? Now, go back. Chapter 10, verse 13. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. No one can stop Jesus, no one can resist him, no one can detain him. Okay? Verse 14. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people, what will happen to your nation, to your people in the future. For the vision concerning a time yet to come. Verse 15. While he was saying this to me, I bowed with my face towards the ground and was speechless. Then one who looked like a man touched my lips, and I opened my mouth and began to speak. So in other words, if that man did not touch Daniel, his face still touching the ground. Because of that man touching Daniel, Daniel set himself up on his two hands and the knees, just like a dog, eh? Right? Can you see that? Posture. And then when that man touched his lips, while he was speaking, while he was saying this to me, I bowed with my face touched the ground and was speechless. And the one who looked like a man touched my lips. And if you read the Septuagint at the bottom of the footnotes, the Bible say, then something that looked like a man's hand. Something looked like a man's hand. not necessary, is a man touch my lips. Then one who looked like a man's hand touched my lips. Do you know that the cherubim has hand? Do you know that? Isn't it? Will you please go back to Ezekiel? You know, take a look at these four living creatures. George, could you read that, the living creature? Verse 8.
Under their wings on their four sides, they had the hands of a man. All four of them had faces and wings.
Okay. The four living creature that's under the expanse, as we call it in verse 22, they're holding up the wing to supporting the expanse, okay? And the four living creature has hand of a man. So it's not necessary. The man's hand is the hand of Jesus Christ. You understand? It could be a hand of a living creature, of a mighty angel. They have a hand of a man. Okay? So go back to Daniel. Chapter 10. Verse 15. While he was saying this to me, I bowed with my face touch the ground and was speechless. Then one who like a man touched my lips, like a man's hand touched my lips. And I opened my mouth and began to speak. And this is just like, can anyone tell me what does it mean by what's the reason why a man touch his lips, then he can speak? In front of the holy angel, we cannot speak unless we are cleansed. Just like in Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. When Isaiah see the glory of God, and when Isaiah heard that, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is full of His glory. And verse 4, chapter 6, verse 4, Isaiah. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cry, and I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and living among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphim threw to me with a living coal in his hand. He has a hand too. The four living creatures has hand. And the cherubim and seraphim has hand too. Has hand of a man. And one of the seraphim threw to me with a living coal in his hand, which he has taken with tongue from the altar. With it, he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips, and your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me. He said, Go and tell these people. So the reason why his lips was touched, so that his lips can be cleansed, okay? So that he can open his mouth and talk. The only way Daniel can gain understanding is he has to talk to God. He has to open his mouth and talk, begin to speak. Because things that you don't understand, you have to tell God. Say, this portion of the scripture, I don't understand. Would you tell me more? So, I go back to verse 16. Then one who looked like a man touched my lips, and I opened my mouth and began to speak. I said to the one standing before me, I am overcome with anguish because of the vision, my Lord, and I am helpless. Now, you know, even though in the NIV, he say, I, my Lord. He called that man, my Lord. He didn't use the capital letter L, right? So, Jesus Christ is the Lord, capital letter L, okay? But in Chinese, we don't see that, you know. In Chinese, we don't have the, what you call, small letter L or capital letter L, right? So, I think this is not Jesus Christ. I, my Lord, and I am helpless. I am overcome with anguish because of the vision, my Lord, and I am helpless. How can I, your servant, talk with you, my Lord? And my strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe. So he lost his strength by seeing this vision. He became helpless. He mentioned it, I'm helpless, I was helpless. In verse 16 and verse 8, deadly pale. He lost all his strength. He can't even talk until he was touched, his lip was touched. Then he can open his mouth and begin to speak. It's just like a dead man. So when I was an unbeliever, a non-Christian at that time, people share the gospel to me. I say, I refuse to listen. I say to him, unless you ask Jesus Christ to reveal it to me, you know. Jesus Christ didn't even reveal it to Daniel. Jesus Christ sent his angel, mighty angel, to reveal to Daniel. Daniel become a dead man already. Unless he was strengthened by the angel, okay? Verse 18. Again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. Verse 19. Do not be afraid. He mentioned it twice. He was afraid in verse 12. And now in verse 19, he's still afraid. Even though he gets strengthened, he's still afraid. Because he never seen that kind of vision before. So he say, verse 19, do not be afraid. O man, highly esteemed. You are greatly loved by God. And if you obey God, there's nothing to be afraid. Okay, we do not have to be afraid if you love God. He said, peace, be strong now and be strong. Do you know why when we see Jesus Christ face to face in his second coming, our body has to be transformed? Otherwise, we can't see him. We'll be all dead. You see that in chapter 10. And Daniel hasn't even got a new body yet. So that's why when he sees Jesus, he has become so weak. Now you know why. I want you to write it down in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. I declare to you, brother, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Nor the perishable inherit the imperishable. And listen, verse 51. I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. What is the reason why we have to be changed? The mortal has to be changed to immortal. The perishable has to be changed to imperishable. Why? Because otherwise we can't see the mighty God, the holy God. Can you take a look at Daniel chapter 10? Daniel is highly esteemed by God. Daniel is a righteous man. Daniel seek God, fast and pray for 21 days. And yet when God sent his angel, not even God appeared to him, just sent his mighty angel to appear to him, he become a dead man already. He didn't want, God did not want all his children to become dead when you go to heaven. You're right? So that's why you have to have a new body. You have to have a new body in order to see God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Okay? Remember, Daniel chapter 10 is a good example. That's why we need to be transformed in order to see God. Right? And Daniel was afraid all the time. You know, when we see God face to face, we don't have to be afraid when we have a new body. You understand? With the old body, we'll be afraid. And he keeps saying to you, do not be afraid, we're still afraid. Do not be afraid, we're still afraid. Have peace if you still have no peace. Right? That's really, really, really bad. You know what I mean? So, okay, Daniel chapter 10, again. Verse 17. How can I, your servant, talk with you, my Lord? My strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe. Verse 18. Again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. Do not be afraid, O man highly esteemed. He said, peace, be strong. Now be strong. Why he has to mention it twice? Be strong and be strong. Because he's still weak, right? Okay. When we see Jesus Christ, we'll be strong, I can guarantee you. Would you please go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15? What did the Bible say? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 42. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable, it is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weaknesses, it is sown in weakness, and it is raised in power. So when we have a resurrected body, we will be strong. That's why we need to have a resurrected body in order to see our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine, you know, how many people are holy as our dear brother Daniel? He is a holy man, and yet he become powerless, weak, and sick, right? So, now we understand. Verse 44, it is sown a natural body, and it is raised a spiritual body. When we have a spiritual body, when we have a powerful body, when we have an imperishable body, when we have a glorious body, then we won't be afraid. Then we will have peace. Then we will be strong. Okay? So I want you to write it down right beside here. Be strong now, be strong. The reason why you need to be strengthened so many times, because he still hasn't has a spiritual body yet. Okay? You write down 1 Corinthians 15, 42 to 44. First Corinthians 15, 42 to 44. That's why we need a spiritual body. So that we be strong, so that we be able to stand before the Lord. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength. Verse 20, he said, Do you know why I have come to you? Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia. And when I go, the prince of Greece will come. But first, I will tell you what is written in the Book of Truth. No one support me again except Michael, your prince. So I think he's Gabriel. Michael is supporting him. Now, would you please turn to Revelation, take a look at the battle. I think Revelation chapter 12. Do you know there's a battle in heaven? Verse 7, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon. And the dragon and his angel fought back. Okay? In Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, I want you to write down right beside verse 21. Revelation 12:7. You know, in Revelation chapter 12, there's a battle in heaven. Jesus Christ didn't have to fight that battle. Jesus Christ sent his mighty angel, Michael, together with Gabriel, and to fight that battle against Satan. And Satan lose the battle. We don't need Jesus Christ to fight that. Jesus Christ will come down as he promised in Revelation chapter 19. He's the only one fight that battle. Okay? Because he's leading his own people, leading the church to come back. He said, no one support me against them except Michael, your prince. So shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, as we study the book of Daniel chapter 10, we realize that we are mortal body. Our body is perishable. Our body are weak. And that's why with a natural body, we cannot see what's happening in the spiritual world. And that's why he humbled himself. He wanted to gain more understanding regarding your word, so that he can write it down clearly and leave it to us. And now we can read it numerous times and meditate on it and seek your face. And I pray that every time when we read the Bible, you give us insight, give us hidden manner, how you bless Daniel. I pray that you are impartial God. I pray that you reveal the mystery to us too, as we seek you, as we study your scripture, study your word. And in those days, how you send the mighty angel to explain to Daniel, I pray that you do the same to us as we study your word. And I pray that you help us to have the same kind of experience. And I know that when Daniel has this kind of experience, he becomes sick for a while, because we are weak. And I pray that you give us courage. Help us to be strong. Be strong now, be strong. And help us to realize that we are also highly esteemed by you too. For you shed the blood on the cross for our sins, and you redeem us, and you will redeem us unto the end. And when we lean on you, and I pray that you strengthen us and help us to have a deeper understanding of what is written in the scripture, especially in Revelation chapter 11. And I pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.